Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Homeownership Forum that wants to increase the number of black homeowners in the Pittsburgh area is going to be holding an event coming up in February. February the 4th at 10 o'clock in the morning. It's going to be at Petra International Ministries in the East Hills. And joining us right now is Monique Winston, who is the president of M. Wins Consulting and also a real estate title executive. Monique, it is wonderful to have you with us here on KDKA. How are you?
It is great to be with you. I am doing great, Rick.
Here's the question. Why is it, and it's an impossible question, and I'll acknowledge that before I even ask it, but why is it that the homeownership rate in Allegheny County is 33% for black families and it's about 71% for white families? Why the lag? Why the delta?
Well, you know what, Rick? We would be here for about 3.5 days if we tried to get into every aspect. I mean, there's systematic issues that are plaguing our communities. There's a lack of information that's plaguing our communities. So there are a lot of different reasons that make up those statistics. You know, and even when we look back, you know, we think about, you know, just historically some of the things that have happened. You know, people say, well, of course there was, you know, things in our past, you know, slavery and Jim Crow and all those things. But, you know, there have just been things, restrictive covenants. There have just been so many things from an equality and equity standpoint that has been sort of, you know, a monkey on our back, for lack of a better word. But then you have things that we can do today to try to change that trajectory. And so we try to create this forum that will do many things. But I'll tell you one thing that I'm really big on, Rick, is the why. You know, we really have to start talking about the why behind homeownership and what it will do once people have the valuable information. So this is going to be a really unique event, Rick.
So you want to focus on the why, not the why not, right? You don't want to look at what's happened in the past as much as, hey, let's help people move into that. If there's a lack of information, let's get them the information is what I hear you saying.
Absolutely. Now, you know, we are firm believers that, you know, your history is important. You know, if we don't want to repeat those same patterns, we have to know it. And then we can somehow appreciate the efforts and strides that groups like MWINS and Petra and the Pittsburgh Alumni Chapter of Delta Sigma Theta. We can appreciate the efforts that are going forth to try to change the trajectory. But also when I talk about why, you know, a lot of people will say, oh, you know, people are telling me to buy a house and that sounds nice, but it's no big deal. But people really have to understand the correlation between home ownership, net worth, and wealth. And particularly for our community, if you look at the black community in general, home equity typically represents about 67% of a black household's net worth compared to 59% for a white household. And so although there are other ways, Rick, to build generational wealth and change the trajectory, we know that the equity in your home makes up a large percentage of that. So we want to help explain the why, as in why it's important. Because, again, when we talk about building generational wealth, we want to start with the acquisition of your home. You know, there's a lot of data out there, and anyone can look it up, just comparing the net worth of a renter to the net worth of a homeowner. So all these economic things are important because that's the way we start having real impactful generational changes.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Monique, is it in the mind of many that, well, my mom and dad didn't own a house, and their mom and dad didn't own a house. They rented as well. And who am I to say that it's really, really important that I do that because my parents didn't? Or is it exactly the opposite, that people are now saying, you know what, my parents never had a house and I want to? Which one do you think it is?
I think it's a combination of both, and that's why events like this are important, because one thing we are stressing, Rick, is that this event is for everyone. So if you are a first-time home buyer, if you are a prospective home buyer, quite frankly, if you never have even given it much thought because you thought it was out of your realm of, you know, the realm of possibilities for you, or even if perhaps you owned one once before and it didn't work out, or you've been in this for a while and you're ready to move on to your second home, this event is just for you. We want to get everyone in the room so that we can not only talk about the why, but that they can receive valuable information about preparing for their journey or a continuation of a journey that they've already started. You know, I've heard people tell me, oh, I'll come and talk to you or let you refer me to someone once I do X, Y, and Z.
Yes,
once I get my credit together. Well, you know what? If it was easy for you to do, you wouldn't have all these resources available and the numbers wouldn't be what they are. We don't need you to wait. We need you to let us help you. And I always tell people, your story is not another person's story. And it is never an if, it's a when. It may take you 2 months. It may take you 6 months. It may take you 2 years, but that's okay. Let's evaluate what you need to do to start down this path.
I once had a very wise person in one of our churches say, when we were married for a number of years but didn't have kids yet and we're just trying to decide when the right time was, that there never would be a right time, that there would always be another something that you thought you needed to do, that you needed a promotion or you needed to have a little bit more money in the bank. And I think the same thing is probably true with home ownership, is it not?
You know what, Rick? You and I think the same. You know, it reminds me of someone, you know, they'll say, oh, I'll come to church once I get my life together and I'm perfect. Well, honey, let me tell you, one, that's not going to happen. And two, we are all in the same boat trying to get there together. And it is exactly the same thing. It's not once you do, just let us see what your next step needs to actually be. And I'll tell you, when you look at some of the numbers, you know, for the homeownership rate for the state of Pennsylvania is about 74.5% for whites and 42.3% for black. When you look at the Pittsburgh metro area, which means Pittsburgh and the surrounding areas, it's about 74.5% for white and 33.7% black. And so, again, that gap is pretty wide. And so we want to try to close that gap so that we can start making some economic impact in these families.
Monique Winston, my guest here on KDKA. She is with M. Wins Consulting and is also helping to spearhead the effort to put together a forum that is going to take place on the 4th of February at 10 o'clock in the morning that is called the Black Homeownership Forum, and that they literally want people to be part of this and help Black Americans understand what they can do to get to the point where homeownership is a reality for them. Final question for you is this, Monique. If somebody is interested in signing up for this, can they do that now? Do they come there on that day? How do they go about being part of it?
Yes, there is an Eventbrite link that is available, and I don't know if there's somewhere, Rick, where we can post that, but it is definitely located on Eventbrite. We want people to sign up because I do want to say this. This is not, Rick, going to be where they come into a building, go in a classroom, and sit there and just listen to information all day. It's going to be lively. It's going to be interactive. It's going to be music. We're going to have giveaways. We're going to have food. We're going to have a DJ, because I want people to be excited and not bored. So we definitely have that Eventbrite link out there. If they go to Eventbrite and look up Black Homeownership Forum, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, it will come up. Of course, again, it's, we're hosting the event at Petra International Ministries, which is 235 East Great Drive. And I have to mention, Rick, that, because we have some great partners. I do not currently live in Pittsburgh, but I'm a proud Duquesne University graduate, both undergrad and law school. And we have some great partners in the city. We have First National Bank, who's our platinum. We have Berkshire Hathaway Preferred Realty Group, who is a partner of ours. We have Giant Eagle. We have State Farm, and in particular, we have Danielle. What is her particular agency name? We just don't want to say State Farm. It is actually, I'll have to get her name. She's going to kill me. And then we also have, who do we have? Oh, we have Duquesne University, as I mentioned, and we have Danielle Howard, State Farm Agency. So there, I failed that to say, Rick, there are people in the community who are supporting this initiative. And that's important, you know, as we celebrate Martin Luther King, that we know that there are collaborative partners in Pittsburgh.
Well, again, if you want to know more about it, go to Eventbrite, E-V-E-N-T-B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite. And from there, you can pull it up. Again, it's the Black Homeownership Forum that is taking place on February 4th at 10 o'clock at Petrie International Ministries in the East Hills. Monique, thank you very much for being here with us and letting us know what it is and why homeownership is a critical step for so many. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick. Have a great day.
Thanks. Monique Winston joining us here on KDKA.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.